Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Hillary Clinton is in New Hampshire today, one of the key states that could decide the outcome of the presidential election in November. Clinton is at the University of New Hampshire, Durham, and here's what she said just moments ago.
Indeed, here in New Hampshire, we've got so many young people graduating with debt who aren't able to get started in their careers, aren't able to do the jobs like I could do because they have to get a job that pays as much as possible to begin paying their debt down. So we should and we will make public colleges tuition-free for families earning less than $125,000 a year.
WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks is at the Clinton rally in Durham and joins us now. Anthony, what's it like up there in the room?
Well, hi, Meghna. Yeah, it's going on right now, and Bernie Sanders gave a speech, Hillary Clinton gave a speech, and you played a piece from that. And what's happening right now is there's a bit of a panel going on that Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are participating in, answering questions about college debt and how to deal with it. And one of her big thrusts here today is to talk about this new college compact, the plan that would eliminate the cost of in-state public college tuition for families earning less than $125,000. So that's the focus here today, focusing on young people in New Hampshire.
All right, so we'll talk about those young people more in just a second, but a couple of polls this month have Clinton up in New Hampshire by anywhere from 9 to 2 points. I mean, much closer than it was earlier in the race. Why is it so close now?
Well, this is the question that I think everyone wants to answer, and of course, this is what the Clinton campaign is keenly aware of. I mean, you only have to go back to 2000, the 2000 election when Al Gore lost to George W. Bush in New Hampshire by just 7,000 votes. And had he won New Hampshire, that whole Florida recount thing wouldn't have happened. And the Clinton folks are keenly aware of that. And that's why they're in New Hampshire. You know, you look at the current map of the Electoral College, and a lot of folks are predicting that this could be very, very close, and it could indeed come down to 4 electoral votes in New Hampshire, and so they're not taking any chances. This was a state that they thought they had in the bag, but it's now considered a toss-up state, and so they're doing everything they can, and what they're trying to do is to focus on the youth vote in a big way, because that's a key part of the coalition that Clinton hopes to put together to win this state.
Right. Well, so as you mentioned, part of that that coalition means bringing Bernie Sanders in for this rally. He spoke just before Clinton, and here's a little bit about what he said.
All of you know that New Hampshire is a battleground state. All of you know that this is a very tight election, and in fact, New Hampshire could decide the outcome. So I am asking you here today not only to vote for Secretary Clinton, but to work hard to get your friends to vote.
So Bernie Sanders, they're talking to young people and their friends. I mean, Anthony, Sanders won by a huge margin in the New Hampshire primary in February, especially amongst college-age voters. He won 83% of 18 to 29-year-olds in New Hampshire who voted for a Democratic candidate. Clinton only took 16%. So she's got a huge mountain to climb with young New Hampshire Democrats. How is she trying to reach them?
Yeah, she really does. And there are a couple more figures that sort of tell the story, Meghna. Obama had more than 60% of young voters in 2008 and 2012. Clinton is currently polling at about 40% among young voters. So this is why she's bringing in Bernie Sanders, because as you said, Sanders reached about 80% of them. So she's really hoping that she can sort of catch Sanders lightning in a bottle, if you will, and really energize these younger voters. And how she's trying to do it is wrapped up with this message today. You know, they're focusing on student indebtedness. And I talked to students before this event, and this is an issue that resonates with a lot of them. Lots of kids are graduating with tens of thousands of dollars in student debt. And Hillary Clinton, you know, by bringing this issue that Bernie Sanders very much made a central issue in his campaign, the idea of free public college tuition, is, you know, she's hoping that's the way she's going to energize these voters. But so far, if you look at the polling anyway, she's got some work to do among younger voters.
Yeah. Well, just to underscore how important New Hampshire is, Donald Trump is expected to be in Bedford, New Hampshire tomorrow. But is he going after the same young voters that it seems Clinton is aggressively courting today?
No, I think Donald Trump is really focusing on, essentially white male voters, really shoring up that key constituency that is firmly behind him, or that definitely represents the constituency that's behind him in the biggest way. Of course, he wants to expand that. I talked to a young man in Peterborough earlier today. He was 20. This will be the first time he's voting. He said he was definitely voting for Donald Trump. And when I asked him why, he said, change. That's the only reason. Talked to another person in that same mall in Peterborough, slightly older gentleman, who said he's voting for Donald Trump. And what was interesting about him is he had been a Bernie Sanders supporter.
Huh.
And I asked what unites Trump and Sanders, and he used the same word. It's change. So that's what Trump is trying to tap into. This is a time and a moment in America where a lot of people want to see change, and Hillary Clinton might not be regarded by them as a change agent.
Well, that's WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks in Durham, New Hampshire. Anthony, thanks.
It's always a pleasure, Magna.